C. The name of the possible litigation is withheld as disclosure of would jeopardize the city's ability to conclude existing settlement negotiations of its advantage. CS2, Government Code Section 54957B, Public Employee Discipline, Dismissal, Release, Termination of Contract, Review of City Contract for the City Attorney.
Before you start this meeting,
Mr. Mayor, I have
a very important question.
I'm going to continue on with this meeting.
Excuse me, we are out of order. I do not believe we can start this meeting until I have an answer to this very important question.
We have a meeting that has a set agenda. And let me proceed with the agenda. You are out of order, Nancy.
I am sorry, but I do not believe I am out of order. And this is very important to the continuation of this meeting, and it is just one simple question.
For decorum, for the public comment. Following public comment, we will bring it back to council for response to any remarks.
At that time,
should you want to proceed with your question, you could answer it then.
Mr. Mayor, are out of order. This is not a comment on public comment. This is a question about the legality of continuing this meeting, and I do not believe we can start until I have an adequate answer to this question.
And who would you be asking this question?
I would ask it of Mr. Seamus, your attorney.
For the record, Mr. Seamus is here.
Thank you. I know he is. He requested this closed session to be held today.
And at this time, he is representing counsel on this matter.
Sure he is. But other than that, I have a question for him as our representative.
I'm going to conclude with this public comment section, and then after public comment, we can proceed. And
I do not believe that we can legally proceed with public comment until we have an answer to this question.
Point of order. Thank you. Point of order.
It's a point of order. I need to find this out before we can start.
You have a question for Mr. Seamus.
I do.
Mr. Seamus, would you address the podium?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Ms. Johnson.
Mr. Seamus, you requested that we have this closed session today. I understand that you are the legal advisor to this council, and my question to you is, have you obtained a City of Morro Bay business license? Section 5.04.050 of our municipal code states that the business license are required of any businesses, trades, professions, or callings doing business within our city. So if you are here to do business with this council and this audience today, you need to first obtain a city business license.
I respectfully disagree, Councilmember Johnson. My office is in San Luis Obispo, and I have an office in Sacramento, and I do have a San Luis Obispo and Sacramento business license. I appear in courts and administrative hearings throughout the state of California, and there are not business license requirements where you're not domiciled or don't have a place of business. I have no place of business in the city of Morro Bay.
But that does not matter. Any contractor doing business in the city of Morro Bay is required by our municipal code 5.04.050 is to obtain a business license before doing business in the city of Morro Bay. What you do otherwise is not my problem.
This is my first trip to the city of Morro Bay. Most of the work that will be performed in this contract will be performed in San Luis Obispo in my office.
Where are you working today?
I work today in San Luis Obispo, and I attended
at this moment.
I am at a city council meeting in Morro Bay. I disagree respectfully with your interpretation of this code section.
It's not interpretation. It's an exact quote from our municipal code.
At this time, I have one more question, because if we've determined that he doesn't have a business license, is that your only question?
Well, for the moment, I have others later, but
at this time,
I don't think we can continue this meeting unless he has a business license in this city. That's our city law, our municipal code, and it's required.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Seamus.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Then I
at this time,
will not refer to him at all today until he gets a business license.
We'll continue with this closed session meeting. At this time, I'll go through our decorum for this meeting, and before I open it up, I'd like to discuss the rules of decorum for public comment. And this is right off our regular sheet at our agenda meetings. Members of the audience wishing to address the City Council on any matters that is listed on this closed session agenda. If you haven't filled out a speaker slip already, please do so now. I think we have some more speaker slips back there. And to increase the effectiveness of public comment period, the following rules shall apply. When recognized by the mayor, please come forward to the podium and state your name and address the record. Comments are to be limited to 3 minutes. All remarks shall be addressed to council as a whole and not to any individual member thereof. The council respectfully requests that you refrain from making slanderous, profane, or personal remarks against any elected official, commissioner, and/or staff. Please refrain from public displays of outbursts such as unsolicited applause. Any disruptive activities that substantially interfere with the ability of this city council to carry out its meeting will not be permitted, and its offenders will be requested to leave the meeting. Your participation in the city council meetings are welcome, and courtesy will be appreciated. So that's the rules of decorum, and we welcome you to the meeting today. At this time, I'll open it up for public comment, and I have my speaker slips here ready. I'll read your name, and if you can come up to the podium and repeat your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Okay. And I've lived here, I found out it's 55 years, not 54. Time goes by. Anyhow, there's a lot of angry people here who don't understand what is really happening, and I support the mayor, and I hope everyone will be cordial.
Linda Merrill, and then Jeff Jones.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. My name is Linda Merrill. I support you, Mayor and Council, whatever your decision is today. Thank you all.
Jeff Jones, and then Bridget Kessling.
Mayor and Council, good afternoon. My name is Jeff Jones. I'm a 35-year resident of the city of Morro Bay, almost 25-year employee of the city of Morro Bay. And what I, again, come and ask you is to use great caution. I've worked with both of the people at the front table here. The city attorney has worked tirelessly on behalf of the city. When we look at the most recent boondoggle in our federal government, they wasted $34 billion to shut the government down. Senator McCain talked about a fool's errand that they were pursuing. On a smaller scale, I worry about the errand in which you are embarking. It's going to cost upwards of $500,000 or more to continue down a course of termination of good people. You guys are part-time advisors to this city. You're here for a short time, 2, 4, maybe 8 years. These are the professionals that serve the city. They do take your input. As the former fire chief in the city, I listened very diligently to what the council had to say. And the three votes, the majority of the council, those are the folks who set policy. And I know they know how to count to three. I do ask you to consider the actions that you take today. These are professional people. You're putting black marks on careers. This is what they do for their career, not just for public service. It really does matter. So before you take any action, know about what the end results will be. I also ask you to look at the oath of office you took when you raised your right hand. And basically, you swore that you would uphold the laws of the state, the city, the nation, but also in that it's implied that you will do your best job possible for this city. So to go down a path to expend money needlessly, to disrupt the careers that we're talking about, to disrupt the trust and the security of all the employees of this city, I would question if that's in the best interest of the people you've sworn to serve. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Bridget Kessling, and then Tim Crowley.
Good Mayor Irons, Councilmember Johnson, Councilmember Smuckler. I'm not going to, this is the third time, Bridget Kessling, by the way. I'm not going to ask again for you to reconsider because I feel like I'm talking to the wall. It's very sad to me. I voted for you, Noah. It's a little disappointing. Still like you. I'll be cordial. I'll be cordial to all of you. But I'm very disappointed. But I want to take this opportunity. I don't know what will take place, but I want to thank Rob Schultz for all of his hard work and what he's done for the city. And I wish you well in your future endeavor. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Bridget. Tim Crowley. And then Dan Costley.
Good afternoon, Tim Crowley. For the first time that I remember, a majority of the City Council reflects my point of view, and I support whatever decision you make regarding the discipline, dismissal, release, or termination of the city attorney's contract. I don't support the misguided attempt to recall our mayor, and frankly, I thought those efforts would end after the Tribune reported the Brown Act violation that occurred during a closed City Council meeting last November. Those of you so fixated on the cost of dismissing Mr. Schultz should remember that almost $38,000 of his severance package were granted to him at that meeting, a meeting which Mr. Schultz...
A few things from a recent paper authorized by someone I believe to be a major supporter of yourself, and you may recognize it. In morality, the word morality is split into two precepts, love of neighbor and the golden rule. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. This author further wrote, this understanding of morality should not be coerced or commanded, but be more tolerant, more compassionate, and ultimately more responsible than the acting, exacting, and defined legal codes that allow no discussion, no compromise, no reflection. And just to follow that up, I was kind of surprised. I read Joe Topia. I don't always agree with him, but there was an article in Sunday's paper in which it was titled Decision Screams for Explanation. He states that again and again the line, the reason for termination wasn't made public because it's a personnel matter. And this has been typically a curtain used to hide backroom debates and decisions. Later in the article, or further down the article, he writes of the mayor and his allies having never told why the city manager and attorney on the brink of getting the boot. I've got a lot more to say, but I'm going to leave that up till after this decision is made. Thank you.
John Barta. And then Dee Dee Alexander.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is John Barta. Good leadership would approach a change in the city attorney position with a plan before action is taken, not afterward. The first step would be to define the role of the city attorney. As you know, Morro Bay is a very unique place from a regulatory standpoint. Our city attorney must be expert in many issues. For example, Harbor District issues, Coastal Commission issues, Federal Boating and Waterways, Army Corps of Engineers, Federal Fish and Wildlife issues, State Fish and Game, groundwater rights, desalination plant issues, state parks within our borders, state water board issues, including federal water issues, state energy commissioners, ocean water intake and outfall issues, state highlands trust issues, lease management issues, U.S. Coast Guard issues, code enforcement, personnel issues, litigation, etc., etc. They should also have a deep knowledge of our municipal code, the ability to litigate where possible, the ability to work with other members of the city and community, and also the time to be available at any time needed, i.e. an office inside of City Hall. And of course, we all want them to be affordable. I'd like to give you an example of what we have in that regard, and it's a very simple example. Years ago, a certain unnamed city council person, Bill Pierce, and myself were concerned about the paper racks down on the Embarcadero. We hated them down there where they were along right along the riprap there and just, you know, our beautiful ocean view and everything. And we were really distressed by that. And we went to the city attorney and said, you know, we really want to get rid of those things, you know, blah, 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 blah. And Rob said, wait. He already knew that there was litigation in Paso Robles on the issue, litigation in the city of San Francisco on the issue, and that these litigations were heavily funded by the newspaper industry with no end in sight all the way to the, going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so Rob's advice to us was, be patient. We'll get there legally first, letting other people fight our battle for us, and then when the time is right, we'll get around to it. Well, 2 years ago, the time was right. The mayor went to the city attorney and said, we need to get those racks moved, and guess what? It happened. Didn't cost the taxpayers any litigation, anything. Zero cost, okay? And the job got done. That's what Rob Schultz does. That's what he's done over and over again. I can give you example after example where he has brought benefit to the city by avoiding costly litigation and litigation only where necessary. If you look at the list of qualifications I've given you, you realize that there may be specialists in one area or another. In fact, reading one of the resumes that you got, it was a pretty amazing resume, the first resume you got there. But there was a huge law firm with specialists in this area, that area. They can serve a big city, and a big city can afford that kind of thing. But try to get all of that under one hat, all of those issues that I read under one hat. There's probably one person in the state of California that's qualified for those things, and he's sitting right there, and we've got him, and he's affordable. Serious public consideration
Thank
of these
you,
issues? Okay, one last question. What's the payoff for you guys to take this action?
Thank you, John. Dee Dee Alexander, and then Dan Glassman.
Dee Dee Alexander. Granted, California is an at-will state, and you have stated that neither Mr. Schultz nor Ms. Luker had committed any wrongdoings. And since neither was placed on administrative leave, we can only assume they were not accused of any malfeasance. Can you enlighten us as to your zeal in terminating them?
Dan Glassman, and then Janice Peters.
Thank you, Council.
The motion for that contract was for one not to exceed $12,500, and the contract that you've submitted nowhere mentions that number at all. The contract is for 1 year, retroactive to October 7th. So are we to assume that he's been giving advice since October 7th without a contract? And on whose dime, if that is happening. With a one-year contract, it also has an additional term not to exceed 2 years. So, does that mean that Mr. Simas is our new city attorney by default without any RFP or review by the council or to make that decision? Also, there's only two signatures on that contract, the mayor and Mr. Simas. I signed a lot of contracts when I was mayor. There was always at least one, either the city clerk or the city manager also signed the contract. Even at $250 an hour, for the hours that Rob worked last year, for his $100,000 plus salary, we'd be close to $500,000. The difference between having a city attorney on staff and a city attorney by contract is that every time you have one little question, you call them up and they bill you 0.2. I used to work for a law firm. It gets expensive really fast, and that's something to realize. You should not let this be the end of your search for a city attorney. Now that I have a little more time, there's been some comments about that this whole protest that happened after the closed session was announced for 24 hours was an organized protest. It was not. It was the most spontaneous coming together of citizens in this community that I have seen in 22 years. And it shows how much they care about these two people. And the reason they care is that these two people aren't people who just sit in their offices and do their business and then go home and collect their paycheck. They're people who are involved in every activity that goes on in this community. They stay after hours. They participate. They were both at the Avocado Margarita Festival. They participate in the community. That's why our citizens care about them. And that's why our community needs them. That's the kind of representation you only hope that you are lucky enough to get. And you've got it. And you're throwing it away. Rob, you have been amazing. If this is the last time you're sitting there, I'm really sorry. I think it's going to be regretted for a long time. And I can only say that I am very proud to have worked with you. And you have represented this city beautifully. Thank you.
John Gatos, Homer Alexander.
John Gatos, Morro Bay resident. Mayor Irons and his followers have stated that he was elected by a majority of the voters. That is simply not true. At the time of his election, there were 6,720 registered voters in the city. There were 4,023 total votes cast, 3,929 total votes for the mayor. That's slightly over half of the registered voters in the city of Morro Bay. Of that number, 2,089 voted for Mayor Irons. Yes, that's 51.9% of the votes for the mayor of those that voted, but it's still less than one-third of the registered voters in the city. Council members Smuckler and Christine Johnson each received a higher percentage of votes than you did. Seems not everybody in your camp thought you were the best candidate. You say you're transparent by allowing public comment. We have that right to public comment. That meaningless statement does not give us transparency. Only the leasehold discussions have been added to open monitoring, as far as I can see. You're using a con man sleight of hand trickery. You're saying, look, I'm transparent with your left hand while picking our pockets with your right. Unfortunately, some in this town are falling for that con. Lastly, Mayor Irons, why did you call this closed session public comment at this time? Is this the best time for your gang to be here? While many of the working people in Morro Bay are not able to make it, your last attempt to pull the wool over our eyes failed miserably when it took your gang by surprise and they were outnumbered, unprepared, and apparently as surprised as the rest of us. The rest of us managed to get a greater number of people here. Thank you.
Homer Alexander and Karen Crowley.
My name is Homer Alexander. To the best of my knowledge, no single member of any city council in the town's history has ever independently requested proposals from contractors and then, without consultation with the city's professional staff or other members of the city council, selected one of those contractors to provide taxpayer-paid services. Are you planning to be the sole decision maker for other actions in the future?
My name is Marilyn Glessman. The last time a senior executive was fired in Morro Bay, it took 1 hour. The time before that, it took less than a day. It has been 41 days since you walked into Mr. Schultz's office, announced you wanted to fire him and the city manager. I have never heard of any manager at any level taking 41 days to terminate an employee. Did you get bad advice, or were you just unprepared?
Bob Keller. And then John Weiss.
My name is Bob Keller, Morro Bay, Mayor and Council. I feel our council is very transparent. I support and trust the mayor and the city council under this decision, whatever it may be, because I believe they're doing their job in the best interest of the city. Sometimes tough decisions have to be made. Business owners make them, managers make them, in order for their businesses to survive. They may not be popular, pleasing, or pleasant, but our city council was elected to make these tough decisions. Our elected officials are there to be responsible, respected, and have respectability. It's not an issue of personalities. It's just doing responsible city business. The responsibility of the council is to do their fiduciary duties with due diligence and not act with emotion. We ask that you do what is right and best for the city of Morro Bay. After all, we're all neighbors. Thank you.
John Weiss, and then Barbara Doerr.
Good afternoon, Mayor and council members, staff, and citizens of Morro Bay. My name is John Weiss. I am a business owner in Morro Bay for the last 35 years and a homeowner. And I am sad because our community is divided. And I'm sad because serious consideration to terminating two fine employees is being considered. And I would ask that you would reconsider and not continue down this pathway. It has been suggested that the city attorney in some way violated the Brown Act. And I understand that the mayor was given information back in November where that could have been either ratified or rescinded. And you might address that at some point. That certainly will come out, I'm sure. But again, I support both the city manager and the city attorney. I consider them to be very competent. I've seen a lot of city managers and city attorneys who have worked for us, and they're the best we've had. And I would hope you would reconsider your actions before it's too late. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Gary Johnson. Oh, excuse me. Thanks, Barbara. I put you down. Yeah, Barbara, thanks.
Okay. My name is Barbara Doerr, and I'm very unhappy to be here again today. This is getting very old, and I know it is for all of you, and I'm sure for Rob, too. I just want to say that I voted for the mayor, Mayor Irons. I voted for Councilmember Christine Johnson and Councilmember Smuckler. I have full confidence that you're doing things professionally, legally, and to the best of your ability to do it. And I just thank you for doing that. I know you care about the community, and I know there are very, very, very many misconceptions and rumors out there. And I would just suggest that every person attending here, if they have internet, go online. Start reading about the Brown Act. Learn a little bit about the process you're involved in. It's probably one of the most unpleasant processes in any elected official's position. I just want to thank you for serving. Thank you for giving us the time to be here. And again, I don't think it's a personality contest, though I do say Rob is an extremely likable guy, and I'm sure everyone enjoys working with him in the community. But again, only those of you who are making the decision have the say-so, and just thank you.
Gary Johnson, and then Jim Hayes.
Gary Johnson, a resident of Morro Bay. Even though it appears that the municipal code allows it, you must be confident that the contract that you have signed unilaterally executed with Mr. Siemens won't be considered void or illegal. What makes you so confident that you won't be paying legal fees out of your... Well, he didn't straighten up. We had to fire him. He took us to arbitration, and he lost because we had the documentation there. So that's why I don't understand why these two lovely people here don't understand why they're getting laid off. Thank you.
Jim Hayes, and then Dick Cleaves.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Hayes. I'm citizen of Morro Bay, and I've been here plenty of times. Are you planning to replace Mr. Schultz with another in-house attorney, or are you planning to use outside counsel to work on the city's day-to-day legal actions?
Dick Cleaves.
Dick Cleaves, Morro Bay. I have a question for you. If you do terminate Mr. Schultz today, who is going to handle the city's duties of risk management and the administration of code enforcement?
Joan Solu.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Council, Honorable Residents, Rob, Andrea, and City Staff. Thank you for taking my comment. My name is Joan Solu, and I'd like the four council members to your sides to pay particular consideration to the questions I'm about to ask. Mayor Irons, you previously stated that there is, and I quote, no cause for this termination. That comment has made many in the community concerned about the process, possible lack of consideration and judgment behind the actions. There are many questions that are being asked in our community that it is your responsibility to answer for our residents' knowledge surrounding these actions, including, what is the reason for termination? With regard to this, Mr. Mayor, these actions are completely opaque. Where is the transparency here? Certainly, you must have some goal or vision in mind whereby you feel divesting our city from decades of experience, institutional knowledge, and tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars in severance pay is necessary. And since this is simply a termination to suit your pleasure, sir, you, as mayor, have an obligation to tell us what your vision and ideas are for the future of Morro Bay and what vision you have that requires such an extreme action. Mr. Irons, please explain that vision and how this action meets the guideline of openness and transparency that government leaders should be held accountable to. Our residents deserve answers to their questions that they've been asking here today. This is very concerning, and a lack of factual answers is very disruptive and destructive to our small community.
Thank you. That concludes our public comment. And with that, that concludes all the speaker slips that I have, and that will close public comment. Do you have any more speaker slips?
Several of us came in after the start of the
public comment is okay. If you public comment will remain open then. How many other people did not fill out speaker slips that would like to speak? Okay, thank you.
My name is Bill Weatherford. I am a Morro Bay resident. I want to say, first of all, I support the whole board because you are responsible for a city that I love very much, and I'm so grateful that I am going to spend my remaining days in this town. Also to the community, I think that we're very fortunate to have a get-together where we're able to talk to you for the most part civilly. It's really quite interesting. It used to be there was a lot of duplicity and unhappiness coming back from the board. I want to tell you, you are doing a very good job with us. And I think for the most part, we're doing a very good job as citizens here today for our country and for our neighbors, because I have an awful lot of neighbors here who have spoken against the issue at hand. Transparency. We live in a very interesting world. Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden are two people that blew security, in quotes, that really gave us a transparent world. And there are an awful lot of people that are speaking here today about transparency that would like to see them have horrible things done to them. It's something that
the rules are for you guys, but I understand that there are probably plenty, and I totally trust that you guys will make the right decision and understand that a lot of the information may never come out and can't come out now. Thank you.
Public comment. We had a couple hands out there. Rick, I saw you. Anybody else for public comment that didn't have speaker slips? Okay, we have one more left for public comment.
Phil Kaspersky in Morro Bay, and I would question the previous speaker, two back, that there was a lot of contention with the previous board. I think we're kind of going back in history and recreating history here. I've always found to be, even with the board who, quite frankly, I didn't vote for you, the two of you on the ends or the one in the center, but I've always considered you to be open and honest people until this point in time, and I'm surprised at two folks on the ends, that you're able to just blindly support this activity without some kind of reasoning. I've always felt that I could talk with the two of you specifically and ask you a question and receive an honest, open answer with no deviation for politics. You know, we disagree on how things ought to be run in the world. Whether Edward Snowden ought to be thrown in prison or given some kind of honorary degree really has nothing to do with what's going on in Morro Bay here. Your worldview has nothing to do with an open and an honest reason for telling us why you want to terminate these two people. And in addition to that, why we're going to waste all this money. Where is the money going to come from? And I think it's pretty straightforward. It's going to come from people's pockets like mine. So I think we have a right to question that. I don't think that that's being rude or unfair, nor is it being pointed or some foul adjective. I just think it's an open, honest question. I'll direct that at you, Mr. Mayor. Tell us, since you seem to be in charge of this system and your two pro-voters, I'd like to ask you if you've considered that there are the rest of us out here. We're not trying to be mean or unruly or unfair. I still think highly of you, but I just have to question what's the motive behind it. And just, you know, we've asked this 600 different ways. Why? Give us a clear and reasonable explanation as to why this is going on. And then beyond that, there are 1,000 questions about money. So thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Rick Grantham, I think you're out there. Is there anybody else that didn't have a speaker slip that would? Okay, great, thanks.
Good afternoon, Rick Grantham, Morro Bay citizen. I walked out to my car to come here today, and I had to go back in because it was so cold, but I think that pales in comparison to the ice that must lie in anybody's heart that wants to get rid of somebody like this. During my 4 years on the council, Rob, you were invaluable to me. I want to thank you for all you did. You're a great guy. I love you. You're a wonderful person. So are you, Andrea. I don't want to get personal. I'm not going to get personal. I'm going to let all that go. But I just want to go on record. I'm very against what's going on here. No good reason for it. Ruining people's lives for no reason. When that happens, I got to stand up and say something. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Public comment. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jeannie Fry, and I appreciate everyone who serves Morro Bay. I would like to make a proposal to let maybe the voters of Morro Bay vote. It appears that the public is upset over the potential firing of the city attorney and city manager, so much that the people wanted to recall Mayor Irons. Instead of money being spent on a recall or on investigation for cause, if possible, the council could spend funds to allow the citizens of Morro Bay to vote on that. So, anyway.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your last statement.
Maybe we could take some funds and let the people of Morro Bay vote on that, since we don't have a cause, and instead of spending all the money on their severance pay.
Okay.
Just an idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, I will close public comment. Is there a way for, okay, yeah. Anybody else for public comment that didn't fill out a speaker slip? We have a show of hands. This is the last gentleman here. You have one more in the back? Okay.
Come. My name's Harry Franklin. I've been a resident of Morro Bay since 1996, and I know most of the people here. I know these people over here. My feeling is I've never seen Morro Bay be so divided in their feelings about the council, the mayor, what's going on in the city. And I think you've brought this about without going forward and doing what you were going to do.
I ended up graduating out of Cal Poly under her somewhat recognition. She doesn't know that, but whatever. And I believe I can't even understand that you would even, for all of the things that she's done for the city over time, that this would even be a possibility, that you would actually let go of her. I really don't know him, and I don't know the whole situation, but for the entire time that I worked with her, that love I mean, just complete no problems, no nothing, no nothingness. As a manager or my boss, whatever. So I just would like to throw that out there. Peace, love, happiness.
Thank you. And with that, I didn't see any more hands out there. I will close public comment and bring it back to council. And we have a couple of questions on legal services. Legal services will be obtained as soon as possible should anything happen following this closed session meeting. Mr. Kopersky, I know the question why. You know, as I said earlier, when we go through this process, there are confidentiality questions and answers that go along with that that won't be discussed from me anyway. The others may want to do that, but I think that's something that we won't discuss, and what information we can discuss, we'll be able to get that assistance from our legal counsel. So I know the questions are out there on what this, you know, what and why, and when we have the ability to disclose any kind of information within the law, then that'll be forthcoming. Signatures on contracts, Ms. Peters, thanks for that one. I've seen several of them myself with just two signatures on contracts, and I'm certain that yours might be one of them where there's just two people on contracts. So at least since I've been in office and even prior to, if you look through some of the past meetings. And Ms. Solu, the no cause comment. At the September 12th meeting, the premise of no cause and no claims at that meeting, that statement was for that meeting at that time. And until we get to through this closed session, then we will be able to discuss what legally we can as far as claims and charges. And at that meeting, that was the response at that time, and we'll go into closed session here in a few minutes with our legal counsel. If there's any other questions or anybody to my left, anybody to the left for comments or on responses? No. To my right?
Okay. After listening carefully, Mr. Mayor, now... not only do you have an illegal contract, I've been completely through all the city records and muni codes. The only reference I can find to the award of contracts is that the city manager or designee is authorized to award contracts. I saw no place where a mayor on his own is authorized to award contracts. So now, not only do we have an illegal backdated contract, you now have legal counsel sitting out there who will not even follow the Morro Bay Municipal Code. Our code specifically says that he has to have a business license if he comes into this town to work. He told us that he has one in Sacramento and one in San Luis Obispo. That really doesn't count in Morro Bay. So how can we be consulting today with Mr. Seamus when we don't have a valid contract? The current paperwork is not approved or signed. I understand that you did Friday afternoon bring in a signed contract after those of us on council received an unsigned contract. Also, in response to a couple of questions, there were several people who keep talking about Brown Act violations. I've asked you repeatedly through emails to speak to the $3,500 that you've already spent on legal counsel last April. This was not reviewed in open session, and that was to get a second opinion. You still have failed to answer that for me. And as a member of this board, I'd like to know what the facts are. If there's something confidential about these proceedings that you can't tell the audience, why do the rest of us on council not know what they are? I don't know what the issues are. I have no idea. And where
AGP, are we back? Okay, thank you. We are back from our special closed session meeting, and we are now convening to open session. The mic, oh, you know what? They have to turn their mics on back there. Are they, is that better?
Just got it.
Okay. We've just convened back from a closed session, and now we are convening to open session. At this time, I can announce any reportable action from closed session. And at this time, we made recommendations to our outside legal counsel to negotiate a separation agreement with our current city attorney. We will proceed for a special open session meeting on October 25th, this Friday, at 9 a.m. To discuss an RFP for an interim outside contract city attorney. And that's all we have to report out at this time. With that, did you get that? October 25th. 9 a.m. It'll be a special open session meeting to discuss an RFP for an interim contract city attorney. Discuss and authorize. That will be okay. Okay, with that, there's no other comments at this time. We'll adjourn our closed session meeting. Thank you.